We're going to start here on the new parak on Pei Bet Amud Aleph. Megareshet Ishto V'Amri La Hariat Mutaret L'Chol Adam Elo L'Ploni. Person says that the standard lashon in a get would be Hariat Mutaret L'Chol Adam, that you are free and clear to marry any other man. But over here he says that, except he says Elo L'Ploni, that you're free and clear except for so and so. Rabbi Lezer Matir. Rabbi Lezer says that's a good get, and she is divorced except for this one individual, where she may not marry. Chamim Osrim. Rabbi says this is not a valid get, and therefore she can't marry anybody. Kate said, "Yeah, said what according to the Chamim, what must he do? Yitzlena Haimene, he'll take the get back from her. V'yachzor v'yitznela, and then he'll give it to her. V'yomer lahariyat mutar l'chol adam, and then he'll say you are mutar to everybody, and not have that exclusion or that oral exclusion that he made before." He wrote inside the get this condition, even though he goes back and erases it, pasul. The get is pasul, because once it's written inside, that invalidates the get, and you can't reverse that. Whereas when he does it orally, right? When he does it orally, then if he re-gives the get without that condition, you can eliminate the oral condition. That we'll see in 2 days. We'll see the daf discusses this part of the Mishnah. Now, the first part of the Mishnah, Ibailahu I Ella. When it says that Hariat Mutar L'Chol Adam Ella L'Ploni, except for so-and-so, what does the Ella mean? Does it mean Chutzu? Does it mean that the Ella means except for? Or does it mean Amanat, on the condition that? Mean that when you say that you are Mutarit to everybody except for, let's call it Ruvain, right, does that mean except for Ruvain? Or does that mean on condition that you don't marry Ruvain? So Chutzu, Chutzu de Pligi Rabbanan Alei into Rebbe Lazar, meaning that the Mishnah Ella means chutz, except for, and the argument between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim is only in this instance of chutz, the hashir, la get, because the get is not a complete severing of their relationship. There's still a residual, quote-unquote, attachment to the husband, because he doesn't allow or free her to marry this one individual. Aval alvanat, but it was done on a condition, on a tanai, modulei, the Chachamim would even agree to Rebbe Lezer, you'd have a kol tanai d'alma, because it's like any other tanai, in the Gitin, where if you have a Tanai, you're allowed to have a get with Tanai. That doesn't detract from the get itself. O Dilma, or maybe we say that the word Ella here means Amanat, on the condition of who? Uba Amanatu de Palig, Rabbi Lazar v'chamim are the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan argue in an instance where it's Amanat, on condition, a condition of a Tanai. Aval Bechutz, when it comes to accept, Moda, that even Rabbi Lazar would agree in a case of Bechutz, that the Hashir lot, that he left something over in the get, and therefore it's an invalid get. So which is it? Amar Ravina Tashma. I'll bring you a proof from another Mishnah, Mishnah Nigoyim, that says, Kol Abatim Itam Im Binagayim, all houses can contract Nigei Batim, Ella Shalov Dekachavim, except, right, Ella, here again, does it mean except, or on condition of? Mean except for non-Jewish homes, or on the condition of non-Jewish homes? Iyamar Bishlama Chutzu Shapir. If you say except for non-Jewish homes, that makes sense that Jewish homes can contract Nigdei Batim, but non-Jewish homes cannot contract it. Ela Yamart Amanat, if you say it's on the condition, meaning that Jewish homes only contract Tumat Nigayim on the condition that non-Jewish homes don't, right, then what are you going to say? Yamart Amanatu Amanat Dolo Mitamei Batei Ovde Chavim, if the non-Jewish homes do not become Tamei with Nigdei Batim, who the Mitamei Bat Yisrael? And that's what causes the Jewish homes to be Tamei. Ha Mitamu Batei Ovde Chavim. Had the Jewish non-Jewish homes become tamei with nigei batim, lo mitamei batei Yisrael, then the Jewish homes would not contract nigei batim. Va'od, and that, first of all, that's an absurd conclusion, right? That the condition on which Jewish homes would contract or be able to contract or become tamei from nigei batim would only be if the non-Jewish homes got it or didn't get it. That seems absurd. Va'od, batei of the chamim mi mitamei, and even the basic premise that non-Jewish homes can contract nigei batim seems absurd. But Tanya, we have a price of it. Natati neged sarat beit eretz achuzatchem, that I will place neged sarat in the houses of eretz achuzatchem. Eretz achuzatchem etamei binagim, your land. I mean eretz achuzatchem, and here the play on achuzatchem is not simply achuzatchem, but even your bayit. I mean it has to be yours. Etamei binagim veim batei of the chamim etamei binagim. But non-Jewish homes do not contract negei batim. So we see that the term Ella in the Mishnah means except for. So now our Mishnah also means chutz. So masnisan zoloki aitan. If that's the case, our Mishnah is not like another brisa, because our Mishnah now says that Rav Lezer and the Chachamim argue with the in the instance of chutz. When you say except, that's where the Chachamim argue, because you left over something in the get. There wasn't a full severing of the relationship. But if you made it almanat, if you made it on a tanai, then even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Lazar. This is not like this Tana. The Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yosef Yudol, Lenechluku, Rabbi Lazar, Chachamim, Almagareshit Ishto, If he says mechutz, she'ena migureshet. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees in that case that he's not migureshet. Amar nechaku, where was their machlokas? Al megareshi shtov amar la hariat b'tera d'chol adam al menat shalotina si l'ploni. If he does it on a condition, that's the machlok between Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim. Shir Rabbi Elazar matir d'chol adam chutz me'oto aish. But it says, go ahead. If that's a condition of the get, then go ahead. You can marry everybody except for that one individual. Chachamim osrim. And the Chachamim disallow it in this case. So my time with Rabbi Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar in this instance? What do you mean? Why is this different than any other condition? When you use almanat, why should it, any other condition that relates to a get makes the get, doesn't invalidate the get. It says it's a valid get, you just have to fulfill conditions. So too over here. Just have to fulfill the condition, and it should be a valid get. Rabbanan kol tnai da'amo lo shir le beget. Meaning that every other condition, the object of the condition is in it, a variable that's exogenous to the get itself. Here, the t'nai is in the get itself. And when the t'nai is in the get itself, that means that you left over, there was something residual left in the get. Right? So, hocha, shir la beget, over here you have something left in the get. So now, based on this, the b'raisa says that they, when it comes to chutz, when it comes to the issue of chutz, everyone agrees that that is an invalid get because you left something over in the get. When it comes to almanat, on condition, that's machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says almanat is like any other t'nai. Just like any other t'nai, it does not invalidate the get. So to over here, the t'nai won't invalidate the get. Chachamim say, no, this t'nai, this condition, is different than normal conditions. In normal conditions, the variable is independent of the get. Over here, the variable itself is the get, and it impacts on the get, and therefore it's a shiur, and it's equivalent of saying chutz, and therefore it's not valid. Now the Gemara goes back and says, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says their machlokas is only in chutz and not almanat. My time is the Rabbi Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Amar Rabbi Yana, I mishum zaken echad. Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, v'yatzam mibito v'alchav ital ishacher. That when he divorces her, it says that she will go out and be to one other man. Afilo itira ishacher. If only he's matir, if only frees her to go marry one other person, that's already considered a get. I mean that you don't have to be her free and clear to the whole world. She just has to be clear to marry one person. Alright, Zumi Gereshit, then that's a valid get. Here, Vanan say about this Ish, when it says, Haytad Ish Acher, means the whole Ish V'Ish. It doesn't mean to one individual, but it means the generic Ish. To anyone, so she be mutter to marry. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Taima de Rabbi Elazar Mehocha. So there's a Girsa here, Rabbi Yochanan, there are others that have a Girsa that's the Rabbanan, say that the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar is Mehocha. V'Isha Grusham Isha Lo Ikocho. A woman who is divorced, right, from a man, may not marry a Kohen. Afilo Nuit Garshalam Isha. Nifsalah minakuna. Even if she's only divorced from one person, she's nifsalah minakuna. So you see that a divorce from a single individual is enough to be considered a valid get, right? And if it's a valid get, that means that leaving over, right, a person will not impact on the get, because even if one person, if you're divorced from one person, that's a valid divorce. So therefore, any shiur in the get is not going to invalidate the get. So amavigita, you see that it is a get. Rabbanan say yisur kuna shiny. Comes to a Kohen, we have a Marmar Machmor, we're talking about the Ichus, and the Kohen, he has a higher standard when it comes to this. So here, yes, you're right, true, we would consider it a get in this instance, when even it's divorced from one person, because there's a Reacha get here, there's some smell of a get. But that doesn't mean that the get is valid in all instances. That just means with regards to the luck of a Kohen, he may not marry such a woman. That doesn't mean she's a full-fledged divorcee and that she can go and marry others. So this was asked over here, even according to Rabbi Elazar, you got to be honest that if he divorces from this one woman, and to know does not match her to anybody else, that's not a valid get according to Rabbi Elazar. And if it came down this, her husband passes away, she would perform yibum, because this is not a valid get. It's only a valid get with regards to kuna. So how is that a proof to us that it's chutz miploni? So Tosfos says like this: Ve'ish lomar, the hachi mighty kaven da'afilu nitgar shel me'isha psula l'kuna. That right? If you say that if a woman is divorced only from her one person, that's enough to be posted from kuna. Kain kamar chutz miploni have a get gamur. Then certainly, right, when he says that this is a get except for one individual, that is a full-fledged get. I mean that there are stages here, there's levels. If you say that a get is a valid get when it says, Yari Muteret Chol Adam Chutz Miploni, then you can argue when you give a get to a single individual that that has a reach of a get enough to post her from a kuna. But if you already say that a get is not a get when you say Chutz Miploni, that's not even a get, then you can't say that the Torah would go out of its way to say when you divorce from one person that has a reach of a get. It's not even a get when you do Muteret Chol Adam Chutz Miploni, then of course if you divorce from one person, that's not even close to being a get, and it wouldn't be Asura Lakuna. The fact that it's Asura Lakuna shows you that it must be the next stage up, which is a get, Chutz Miploni, is a valid get. And that's how Tosfos explains the position of Rabbi Elazar over here. It's not that this teaches us that din, but rather teaches us a hierarchy. The fact that this Rechid get is Psula Beguna teaches us that must be by a get, Chutz Miploni, is a valid get over here. Hey, by debate, by Rabbi Abba, b'kiddushin heach. Right? Okay, we understand here the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer in Gittin. What about kiddushin? Is there a similar type of machlokas? Tibay the Rabbi Elazar, tibay the Rabbanan. Tibay the Rabbi Elazar, and kanlo kamar Rabbi Elazar ela hacha. By Gittin, el mishum dichtivei karai. Because he has psukim that specifically say that even if you're divorced from one person, that's sufficient to be considered a divorce. But we don't have such a thing by kiddushin. So if he's mekadesh the woman, it says that you are usher to everyone except this guy, I mean, he gives her a kiddushin except for one person, that would be possibly an invalid kiddushin, even though by a get, it would be a valid get. Over here, by kiddushin, we need a full-fledged kinyan, and you're missing a kinyan if you leave out someone who wouldn't be usher to her. Or maybe we say there's a hekesh between divorce and marriage, because the pasuk says, right, kikach ishisha, and then he gets married, then once they get divorced, it says, he leaves the house, and then they will be to another person. So v'yatza is the divorce, v'hayta is that she'll be married again. So v'yatza hayta, that proximity or juxtaposition of those two items makes them into a hekesh. That hekesh teaches us that the similar halachos that apply by a gitin also apply by kiddushin. So by gitin, a get is valid even though she's left out somebody from the get. So to kiddushin, we have valid kiddushin even if he's left someone out from the kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, what about on Tibay the Rabbanon? So on the side of the Rabbanon, we also have a question. Why? I can look at Rabbanon Hochel Debin and Kritut, because there's a requirement by a get of Kritut, means a full severing of the relationship with the previous husband, Veleko. And that's lacking over here if you leave somebody out of the get. Aval Hotam by Kiddushin, Kinyan Kodu. Maybe you just need any Kinyan. Any Kinyan in the womb would be sufficient to generate the Kiddushin, even though you leave some people out of the Iser that the Kiddushin creates. Again, maybe there's a hekesh between v'yatza v'ayta, and just like the Chachamim have a position by Gittin that you must have a full severing of the relationship, so too by Kiddushin, you need a full kinyan in order for this to be a valid Kiddushin. So v'ata di b'ayle, after he asked the question, now they're pashto, he answered the question. Ben Rabbi Elazar, ben Rabbanan, b'inyan v'yatza v'ayta. According to both of them, you have a requirement of a hekesh between yatza v'ayta, and therefore their positions, whatever their positions are by Gittin, will be similar or reflected in Kiddushin. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, if a get is valid, even though you've left out somebody from the get, meaning it's not, you haven't divorced everyone, but he says he's not allowed to chutz miploni, according to our Mishnah, or according to the Braisa, Amanat, right? In that instance, that residual will not invalidate the get, according to Rabbi Elazar, and therefore by Kiddushin too. If you leave out somebody from the Easter of the Kiddushin, that also will not invalidate the Kiddushin. And for the Chachamim, we say, in that case, either according to the Braisa in the case of Chutz, or according to the Mishnah, I'm sorry, in the case of Chutz, and the Braisa in the instance of Almanat, in that case, it's an invalid get because there was something left over in the get, and you need a full severing of the relationship. So too by Kiddushin, unless there's a full-fledged Kinyan, that will not be a valid Kinyan. So the Amar Abayi says on this, Im Timtzalomar Ito de Rabbi Abba. Based on Rabbi Abba's conclusion that Rabbi Elazar in Kiddushin it has the same halacha that he has by Gerushin, then they can have this. Bar Ruvain, Bekitsha, first of all, Ruvain comes along and marries a woman, Chutz Mishimon, except for Shimon, meaning that his brother Shimon. He marries this woman and says, we are married except for the only person you're not asked to is Shimon, my brother. Uba Shimon Bekitsha, and then Shimon comes along and marries her and says, Chutz Mi Ruvain, except for Ruvain. So Shimon can come along or try to make a marriage because he was left out. They both die, Mitya Yabem at the Levi. She will be able to perform Yibum with Levi. I don't call her a wife of two women. So this is a lacha we just review quickly from the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Gemara in Yevamos says that a woman can only perform Yibum if she, right, her connection to this brother only comes from one brother. But if it comes from multiple brothers, then she may not perform Yibum. What's that case? Case is, for instance, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to a woman and passes away. And when he passes away, Shimon goes ahead and does not perform Yivo on her. He does not have Bia with her, but rather he performs Ma'amar. Ma'amar is a quasi-Kiddushin in a Kiddushin de Rabbonon that applies by Yivam. According to Beit Shammai, it's even Doraisa. So he performs a yibum through Mamar with this woman, and then Shimon, prior to being kones this yivama, before to taking this yivama in as a full-fledged wife, he goes ahead and he passes away also. So now you have Reuben and Shimon pass away, and now this woman falls to Levi. Now, this woman showed up to Levi from two people. I mean, first of all, Reuben's still attached to this woman because nobody ever performed Yibum or completed the process of Yibum. So Reuben still has a connection to this woman, and she is the wife of Reuben. On the other hand, she's also the wife of Shimon because Shimon did perform Mamar with her, and therefore she has a connection to Shimon. So now, as regards to Levi, this woman is actually showing up from two of his brothers, Reuben and Shimon. And when it shows up from two of his brothers, then we don't perform Yibum, because we only perform Yibum with Yavam Echad when it comes from one Yavam and not from Shnei Yavamim. So this case over here, where Reuven married except for Shimon, and then Shimon married except for Reuven, that is not considered like a case of a woman coming from two Yavamim. Why is that? So the Gemara says, my time, Kiddushi de Reuven Ahanu. The Kiddushim of Reuven were good Kiddushin. Kiddushi de Shimon lo Ahanu, but the Kiddushim of Shimon did nothing. Why? Because let's think about Reuven. When Reuven came along and generated a Kiddushin, or had a Kenyan Kiddushin with this woman, he offered her to the whole world, except for Shimon. So now there are two people mutter in this woman, him and Shimon. Shimon now comes along, his brother and tries to generate a Kiddushin with this woman. So now what does he say? He says that this woman is usher to the whole world, except Reuven. He has not changed the status of this woman. She was already usher to the whole world, except for Reuven. And number two is, he didn't ask for Reuven, so Reuven was mutter before, and now Reuven is mutter over here. So Shimon did nothing. And since Shimon did nothing, then Shimon's Kiddushin are irrelevant. So she's only married to one person, and that is to Reuven. And therefore, when Levi comes to perform Yibum, he's only performing Yibum with the wife of Reuven. Ella, Eshet Shnei Amitim Hechem Ishkachada. What would be a case where they actually do, it is generated from the two of them? You go, Sheba Reuven Bekidcha Chutz Mishimon. Reuven comes along and is Mekadesh, this woman, except for his brother Shimon. Saying she's also to the whole world, except for his brother Shimon. Uba Shimon Bekidcha. Then Shimon comes along and performs Kiddushin with her, but Stam, he does it without any conditions. Right now, number one, Kiddushe Reuven Ahanu. The Kiddushin of Reuven were good. Why? The Mesra Alma. Because it answered her on everybody in the world except for his brother Shimon. So his Kiddushin were valid because they had some impact on this woman. The Kiddushe to Shimon Ahanu and the Kiddushin of Shimon also helped here. The Mesra Reuven. Because when Shimon went ahead afterwards, it was Mekadesh or Stam. Reuven had left out Shimon from the Easter of Kiddushin. That means Shimon has the ability to Mekadesh this woman. When he's Mekadesh this woman, and he does not leave Reuven out, then he asters this woman on Reuven. So his Kiddushin also did something by making the woman usher on Reuven. So now both Reuven and Shimon had generated some form of Kiddushin with this woman. And therefore, if they both die, Reuven and Shimon die, and it falls to Levi, this woman is coming to them through two brothers, through Reuven and through Shimon. The fact that she's coming from two, that's called a Yabam or Eshet Shnei Amitim, a wife from two people, or for two brothers, and then it would be invalid, she would not perform Yibam in this case. Now, Baya has a number of series of questions here. Amalariat Mutar Dechol Adam Chutz Mir Uvein V'Shimon. President divorces his wife and says, you are Mutarit, you can go and marry everyone except for Reuven and Shimon. V'Chazer, and then later on he comes back and says, Amar Reuven and Shimon too. You can marry Reuven and Shimon. Mao, what's the din when he goes back and says you can marry Reuven and Shimon? Mir mina mai da aser shara. That meaning that before he said you were mutter to marry anybody, and now he says you're except for Reuven and Shimon. Now he comes along and says, you know what? You can also marry Reuven and Shimon, and that's what makes them mutarim over here. So that he's mutter everybody now. Oh, Dilma, when he came along to speak at Reuven and Shimon, mai da aser shara. What was aser before he makes mutar? Umai da shara aser. Meaning that when he goes and says you can marry Reuven and Shimon, and that's all he says. Maybe he's reversing his original position. His original position was, you are usher to the whole world. You're mutaret to the whole world. You can go marry anybody except Reuven and Shimon. Then when he comes along and says, you can marry Reuven and Shimon, maybe he means you can marry Reuven and Shimon, but not to anybody else. He's reversing. It's the reflection, a mirror image of what he did before. So what is it? So, Imtim Salomar, the Gemara says, well, if you want to say. So again, according to the Rambam, Imtim Salomar means the Gemara already concluded over here that this is the way to go. And now the Gemara is going to present other questions. When it comes to a teiku in the end, the teiku is simply on the final questions that don't have an Imtim Salomar. Other Rishonim might learn that the teiku refers back to the whole series here because Imtim Salomar is just a test by the Gemara. It's not a conclusion by the Gemara. Now, Imtim Salomar, Maida Aser Shara, right, that if you say what? When he afterwards he came along and said that Reuven and Shimon are Mutarim, he's adding on to his original basically position. He had his position that they were mutar the whole world except Reuven Shimon. And when he comes along and says Reuven Shimon, it means in addition to what you were mutar before, you also are now mutar to Reuven Shimon. Now she's mutar the whole world. Now, what happens if he just said Reuven Mahu? If he just said Reuven and not Reuven and Shimon. Reuven Vuad in the Shimon. When he says Reuven, he means really Reuven and Shimon. Right, behind that comes Reuven. Why? So why did he mention? If he meant Reuven and Shimon, why does he just say Reuven? Mishum the Patach Bay. Because before, when he said you're usher, he said he was usher to Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon are a pair, and the Reuven is like the lead off part of that pair. So when he says Reuven, he means Reuven and Shimon. Oh, Dimel the Reuven Dafko. Or when he says Reuven, he means literally Reuven. Vim Tim Salomar again. In this case, Reuven Dafko. When he says Reuven, means literally Reuven. The Shimon Maufi. Just says Shimon. What is that? The Shimon. But who had the Reuven? When he says you're mutter to Shimon, that means Shimon and Reuven. So why does he only say Shimon if he means both of them? Because that was the last time when he said, you are mutter the whole world except Reuven and Shimon. When it comes back to be mutter, then he mentioned Shimon, because he said Reuven Shimon, so now he says Shimon in the end. And that would be the same true for Reuven. If I had to come here, Shimon, Shimon, the Selekmine, or Dilma, the Shimon, Dafka. Maybe it literally means Shimon. Here the Gemara doesn't have any conclusion, but then, by Ravashi, Ravashi asks another question. Afka Shimon Mahu, you're also mutter to Shimon. When he means also, what does it mean? Afa Reuven? Mean the Kaid, that means when you also threw Shimon means Reuven is mutter, and so too you are mutter to Shimon. Oh, Dilma Afa Alma Kaid. The Af means even to Shimon you mutter is mean that you were mutter to everyone else beforehand. And now when I say Af Shimon, I mean also Shimon in reference to the rest of the world, but not in reference to Reuven. And Reuven will remain right also in this case. So it's points out the question of Af Shimon. We have the same question by Af Reuven. Right, that would have the same suffix. If you said Af Reuven, does it mean Af Reuven means in addition to Shimon being mutter, so is Reuven being mutter? Or Af Reuven means in addition to the rest of the world that you're mutter to, so to Reuven, but Shimon will remain as Yisr. And in this part of the questioning, the Gemara leaves it as the Teiku inconclusive. So again, this part, the last questions, the Gemara has no conclusion on, and they're under the Teiku. Whether the first two questions are under the Teiku or not depends how you view the Imtim Salam or the Gemara. If that's conclusive, when the Gemara says Imtim Salam, or the Gemara is just testing further on. Okay, we'll stop over here.